Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
It is 8:43 now on Jacksonville's Morning News. So much attention went into the performance from President Biden at the opening of the NATO summit in Washington. And then obviously news is made along the lines as well as we bring in Jared Halpern for continuing live team coverage. It would appear by most accounts that the president met the moment in terms of the style and substance, if you will, in the speech last night.
Well, listen, it was a big speech and it was well received. Certainly there's a lot that goes into this NATO summit here in Washington, the 75th anniversary of the NATO alliance. The president yesterday spoke from the Mellon Auditorium about a block and a half, two blocks from the White House. That, Rich, is the place, the venue where the NATO treaty was first signed 75 years ago. So that's the significance. And now we're looking at what comes out of this summit. So much attention based on obviously Ukraine, Ukraine's desires to join NATO. There's one word that we're looking for in the draft declaration, excuse me, the declaration that comes out of this summit tomorrow, and that is the word irreversible. Whether or not NATO members basically acknowledge that Ukraine is on an irreversible path to a NATO invitation. Now, certainly they have to meet a lot of different criteria steps. The war would have to come to an end. There are some other governance and other issues that would need to be met. But the idea that they would add the word irreversible is significant because that would seem to indicate that this is not a question of whether or not NATO Ukraine joins NATO as a condition potentially for ending the war, right? And so that's something that we're going to be looking for out of this summit over the next couple of days, is the way in which NATO extends kind of this on-ramp to Ukraine.
If there was any thought that there are weak knees within NATO about the length of this war and this conflict, it really didn't seem like that was coming through at all.
Yeah, you're not seeing it. And in fact, yesterday the president at that opening ceremony announced a new donation package. The United States, several other NATO members providing some significant air defense capabilities to Ukraine, including those U.S.-made Patriot surface-to-air missile systems, some other systems as well. So you're right. This, and you've heard President Biden say this. You have heard Jens Stoltenberg, the outgoing Secretary General, say this, that if Russia thinks that they can kind of outweigh or outlast NATO, that is a mistake. They did not seem to be any indication, at least in what we saw yesterday and what we've heard this morning, that NATO is rethinking its commitment to Ukraine.
I thought the other thing that stood out was the big number of Russian troops that have died in this. That number caught me when I heard Biden announce it and then talk about the million or so young Russians who have fled the country as a result of this war.
Yeah, listen, that's something that the administration has talked about. These are obviously based on intelligence assessments. But again, what the president is trying to point out is that this kind of image that Putin is putting forward of his military and the resolve may not be reality. And again, it kind of speaks to that broader point that you hear the president and other NATO leaders make, that NATO is united, they are strong, and they can outlast this conflict in Ukraine, that Russia can't merely just sort of occupy Ukraine, for as long as they want, and NATO kind of loses interest. And part of that calculation is based on the toll that Western intelligence believes this war is having, not just in Moscow, but around Russia as a whole.
Jared, appreciate the update, and we'll see what other news is made out of the NATO summit today. We're anticipating the president to hold that solo news conference. It's looking like it'll be tomorrow. When it happens, make sure that you're listening. We'll push out an alert so that you can put an ear on it. A lot of attention will certainly be paid on that as first solo news conference in some 2 years. Still to come on Jacksonville's Morning News.